Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've had so many prominent people on in the last few years saying we're going towards a total dictatorship. Ron Paul, Vietnam veteran, doctor, most conservative voting record in Congress, says that the government is openly trying to set up a dictatorship and that we may all be put in concentration camps. Said that a few months ago on air. I mean, I didn't even prompt him to say it. And so many prominent people have come on who are seeing the same thing because, folks, that's what we're seeing. It isn't like it's our opinion. Classical dictatorships being set up, and obviously Bush is a puppet of this for some larger financial interests. But Paul Craig Roberts, in the last 5 minutes we've got together, I want to thank you, of course, for joining us today. Number two in the Department of Treasury under Ronald Reagan, one of the main architects of a lot of his conservative, truly conservative policies. Just in the last 4 minutes we've got left here, other key points you want to relay over to the audience. And my final question, how do we help defeat this system? How do we short circuit this growing dictatorship?
I don't know the answer. I kind of hope that in November the voters will take away at least one House of Congress from them to create at least the possibility of some opposition. I think Bush is about to attack Iran. What they'll do is just grab the tiny sliver of land where most of the oil is, and so they can keep the Gulf of Hormuz open. And I think that that's going to further destabilize the world and lead to yet more war. And as we lack the resources for this, I'm not sure how they're going to cope with it. Most likely a draft. I don't know what deal they'll have to make with the Japanese and Chinese to continue to finance the war, because it's being financed with red ink, and they're absorbing it. The Asians are absorbing it. So these are serious problems, as well as the American economy is going into the tank. All the numbers are bad. All the good jobs are being lost. There's no place for college graduates except as bartenders, waitresses, waiters.
But Bush says that cheeseburgers are manufacturing.
Yes, but you see, we've lost so much manufacturing capability. I don't think there's any exchange rate possible at which we can balance our trade now. We're into permanent deficits.
You're saying no matter how much they inflate the currency, there's no getting out of it?
Well, no matter how much the dollar deflates in value in terms of foreign exchange.
Yeah, but I'm saying that would create inflation.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, you're the economist, doctor.
Yeah, that, that'll create inflation. I think, you know, when you get large numbers of people who don't have incomes sufficient for them to live on and there are no jobs, it creates a lot of desperate people for the military.
And in final summation, we get the numbers out that for the first time since 1933, we have more debt than savings. And is that another good indicator of how wonderful things are?
it's an indication that the American economy has been kept going by people going deeper into debt. We consume more than we produce, and we rely on foreigners to make up the difference.
Is our money safe in the banks right now?
It's safe in the banks in the sense that they're not going to confiscate it, but its value is not safe.
They're just going to deflate it.
The value is not safe because the exchange value of the dollar is not safe. You see, this whole neocon Bush enterprise, it really depends on the Japanese, the Chinese being willing to continue to finance our debt. And I don't know what deal that we may have struck with them. Or maybe we haven't. Maybe the neocons have overlooked it in their hubris.
Well, why? China 6 months ago went to a basket, as you know, sir, and they've started incrementally dumping.
Yes, but they still support the dollar. It's not the dollar is supported by China. If it wasn't, we'd be in a bad situation.
So when you say red ink, that's pun intended.
It's a huge trade deficit, $700 billion, and the budget deficit is somewhere around $400 billion.
Sir, we got to get you back up in the near future. Thanks for spending time with us.
All right, Alex.
God bless you, my friend. Great patriot. We'll be right back with some more news. And Joan Vion, stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults, or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear terms like socialist, communist, fascist, it's all manufactured. Those terms didn't exist 150 years ago. They weren't in popular use 100 years ago. It's all meant to confuse you. Socialism, communism, fascism, it's all centralized, controlled by a tiny group that's always going to be abused. And big global corporations are going in and buying off governments and then having the government sign over all the property, the roads, the natural resources to them. And it is modern empire. And it's not free market. I guess the best term would be neo-fascism with a mercantile model. And somebody's been on target for a decade now is Joan Vion, and she's been to dozens of these big world summits. She's been to, I believe, almost every one of the Davos World Economic Forums, where the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateralist, and the Royal Institute of International Affairs chieftains all meet. And if you go read the transcripts of what's in these meetings, it's open call for world taxation, world regulation, internet taxes, money transfer taxes, oil, wellhead taxes. Basically, whatever we get from Jim Tucker inside the Bilderberg Group every year is then regurgitated to a larger audience of minions and henchmen and viceroys and servants and then implemented. But Joan really pierces through this in her book, The United Nations Global Straitjacket, in its latest edition. And guess what bookstore is carrying it? Yes, I told you, we're going to be expanding our video and bookstore. We are every week adding new items. And we now are offering her incredible book. It's up on Infowars.com. The United Nations Global Straitjacket. The UN is a front of these global corporations. And she's in the airport right now, fresh back from the Davos World Economic Forum. And she's there in the airport. We are honored to have us joining us for the balance of the hour. This will affect every single one of you who's listening. Okay, I mean, this is the real economic model. This is what's happening in our society, and it is terrifying. And Joan is absolutely on target. I heard her on Derry Brownfield yesterday going over how it's all Prince Charles writing up all these plans. It's all the British royalty. It's the Commonwealth countries. They own everything. I mean, folks, from Burger King, yes, Queen of England owns it. Actually, they just sold it, to the major cruise lines, to most of the oil company stock, to the Carlyle Group, the defense contractors. These people are just so powerful, it's unbelievable. And they're all intermarried, the Dutch royal family, the German royal families, the French, the Rothschilds are all, you know, the Rothschilds are all lords now. Joan, good to have you on with us.
Well, thank you, Alex. I'm glad to be here. Yes, I have returned from my eighth, it's my eighth World Economic Forum in meeting in Davos, Switzerland. And let me just say that having covered global meetings for now 11 years, I earmarked years ago the World Economic Forum as being one of the most powerful meetings next to the Bilderbergers. And in fact, I even told founder Klaus Schwab that this last time. Interestingly enough, the World Economic Forum has been, I think, positioned in the right place for today, meaning it was started 35 years ago. 35 years ago, it started bringing together all of the actors of what we now know as global governance. The foundations, the corporations, the heads of state, the heads of the international organizations, academia, and multinational, transnational corporations. And as such, because they bring together all the actors of global governance, I basically consider the World Economic Forum as a mini United Nations. Let me just tell you what I have found as I've covered this meeting. Every year they give every person who attends, including reporters, something called the Participants Handbook. The Participants Handbook is about 4 inches by 4 inches and about 5 inches thick. And it has the picture and biography of every person attending. I have made it my business to go through that book. It takes about 6 hours. And weed out every person that is a member of the Council for Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission. Occasionally they'll admit that they're a Bilderberger. Most of these people are in the inner circle. They are part of the Aspen Institute, the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, the Prince of Wales Business Leaders Forum, the World Council for Sustainable Development. They're part of the Council of Europe. They're Rhodes Scholars. Many of them have been knighted by the Queen. They have the Order of Malta. Some of them are members of the Brookings Institute, the Kissinger Institute. And it's most interesting because I have made a specific corollary between those people who are members of the Council for Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, because most of them are graduates of Harvard, Columbia, the London School of Economics, Oxford, Yale, Princeton, you know, that whole inner circle group. Out of the 1,100 to 1,500 CEOs that go to Davos every year, there are different inner circles, if you will, the inner circle and the outer circle. The inner circle are those people who come every year who are members of the CFR and the Trilateral, and they are affecting world government in many different ways. Then you have the outer level. Those are the people who come. They're excited to be there. They're going to network. They're going to see if they can get more business and make
and they're
more
told,
business.
They're told you're going up in the world if you serve this. Now in the last 8 years, because I've been interviewing you every year since then, they've gone from denying world government to being right out in the open with it now.
Yes, there is no hiding it any longer. It's really amazing, Alex. I remember my first meeting was the first meeting also of the newly appointed Secretary General Kofi Annan. And at that meeting, there's just two things I want to mention on that point. I felt that the World Economic Forum was like a mega United Nations conference. They were indoctrinating all the CEOs on sustainable development and public-private partnership, as well as Agenda 21. Now, these people didn't know A from B.
But, and then, by the way, Joan, at the microcosm level in Austin, I go to a smart growth conference where they really just use taxpayer money to steal people's land for nothing.
Right.
Then they give it and they build hotels and golf courses on it. And when I got there, it was all heads of Bank of America and World Bank and all these big people and movie stars giggling and snickering. It's just a giant crime spree.
It is. It absolutely is. And in fact, on that point, Alex, I was reading on the plane the action plan for New Orleans, and it's exactly what you say it is, but the people who are backing this action plan for New Orleans, which is considered, it's going to be a sustainable, equitable, green future for New Orleans.
I.e. police state owned by two or three companies.
That's right, is the Urban Land Institute. And when you start taking a look at the Urban Land Institute, they have been backing Agenda 21, the Biological Diversity Treaty, and the people who support them just happen to be all the builders and the mortgage people.
Yeah, it's about monopolies,
no.
and at the same time, isn't Singapore really, not even China, but Singapore is their model where there are cameras in every bathroom?
Yes, absolutely. I remember seeing that on TV about 10 years ago, and I was aghast. They bragged about how they had very low crime rate. Well, yeah, you would with a camera everywhere, like you say, in every bathroom. And yet, unfortunately, Britain now is the next country with the most...
They're already announcing it here.
That's right, and now America. I mean, you know, it is a police state. Back to these people at the World Economic Forum, it is just amazing. I was mentioning Kofi Annan 8 years ago. 8 years ago, Kofi Annan came and he unveiled something called the Global Compact. And the Global Compact is it's an organization that will foster public-private partnership between CEOs and the United Nations, the World Health, the World Trade, etc. And I remember sitting there thinking, oh my goodness, because I had written the first book on public-private partnership, which was Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince. My follow-up book is United Nations Global Straitjacket, which goes into great depth on public-private partnership and the role that it's playing. Well, in all the research that I have done on the concept of the Global Compact, because, you know, this is global corporate fascism at its finest. Everybody who I've interviewed, all the conferences that I've gone to, all the books that I've read on the Global Compact, ascribe Kofi Annan as being the originator. Well, when Prince Charles was here in November, I read every single one of his speeches, and in a speech he gave in San Francisco, he basically said he's the originator. In Davos, there I am able to meet up with key people, and two people are from the Prince of Wales International Business Leaders Forum. The number two person, her name is Jane Nelson. I have interviewed Jane Nelson literally all over the world, from New York to London to Davos to South Africa. And so I said to Jane, let's talk about the Global Compact. I said, is it true that Kofi Annan was the originator of the Global Compact? And she went on, oh, yes, you know, he had a little bit of help from key people who just happened to be members of the Royal Institute for International Affairs and the Trilateral Commission. But, yes, he is. She didn't tell me about the Royal Institute. I'm just throwing that in. Well, I said to her, you know, Prince Charles said when he was in the U.S. that it was his idea. And she looked at me and she said, well, yes, it is. And she went on to ascribe the idea and the concept to Prince Charles. Now, this is absolutely incredible, because at every turn in the last 11 years, as I have covered global meetings, I can tell you that the ideas, the concepts for sustainable development, for public-private partnership, for regional government, ad nauseum, originate with Prince Charles.
Of course, and his daddy, Prince Philip. And all it is neo-feudalism. For those that are confused by all this, just go to the encyclopedia, look up feudalism. That's what you're going to live under. Do you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. 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 You know, Alex, when I first started covering these global meetings, I was absolutely shocked. I mean, as an American, a red-blooded American, to understand, to think that these kinds of concepts could be becoming popular or being foisted on stupid people.
And for those that don't know, cashless society, one-child policies, global taxes, global armies, gun ban. And, folks, they're not joking. They have recruited almost all the big CEOs, the heads of universities, and they're putting more and more of their people in. That's why they're so arrogant. Joan Vion joining us from the airport, just back from Europe, back from Switzerland. She'll be joining us on the other side of this quick break to talk about so much more. This is the true roadmap of our world. You need to hear it.
You need your cup of coffee each morning, right? But you're not sure if it's right for your health. Now there's Gano Coffee. Gano Coffee is the new low-acid, low-caffeine, naturally healthy coffee. What makes Gano Coffee special is the secret ingredient Ganoderma, a concentration of red reishi mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. 2 to 3 packets of Gano Coffee can replace a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano Coffee tastes great and is a smart alternative for optimal health and longevity. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Sample Gano Coffee for yourself for only the cost of shipping and handling. Try Gano Coffee today. Visit www.coffeeontheair.com. That's coffeeontheair.com. Or call 866-271-3653. That's 866-271-3653. Call now.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
So we've got this big nest of globalists, and they get together in their different organizations that cover different areas of the economy, and they all get together, these larger meetings, and then openly push the agenda and have a big media free-for-all. Big media CEOs are all there as well. And this year, they came out with how we need a global tax, and the UN announced, but you were there, I've just read the news articles, that if we'll just accept a $7 trillion a year, that's only two-plus times our economy, or federal budget, if we'll just accept that, then everything will be all right, and they'll fix all our problems. Joan, tell us what you witnessed.
Well, what I witnessed basically is that most of these economists don't know what the heck they're talking about. The top three economists who were there missed everything last year. They missed the oil crises. You know, with regard to the American economy, they're you know, very up on it. It's going to be very rosy. There's no problem. There's no problem with the deficit. It doesn't make any difference, you know, because the world is expanding and, you know, things are going to be nice and cheery. That's really what they have predicted.
So just more of the same propaganda.
More of the same propaganda. Let me just say that if people will go to my website, womensgroup.org, womensgroup.org, they can read a couple different interviews that I did, one with Jane Nelson on Prince Charles. The other one is by Rick Sammons. Rick Sammons is the managing director of the World Economic Forum, and I pretty much did it on public-private partnership. It's very interesting how, you know, public-private partnership is now the only way that corporations and government can work together.
And I want to get into that, and I'll also put some hyperlinks up on Infowars.com right now directly over to those two interviews that you were just discussing. But let's get back into their announcement for all these world taxes we need. Can you give us your report on what you saw them talking about there?
Well, with regard to world tax, a year ago at the World Economic Forum, Jacques Chirac did an interview by satellite, and he basically called for a global tax on airline tickets. He then took that idea to the Group of Eight meeting in Scotland, and I was there, where he basically said that we needed a global tax. I said to him, Mr. Chirac, if this idea of putting a tax on airline tickets does well, are there other kinds of taxes like that? He said, oh, we have many more planned. And then at the 60th anniversary of the General Assembly in September, and I was there, they basically approved a global tax on airline tickets. France was then the first country in December, I think it was December 4th, 24th, or December 27th, to pass a 10 euro tax on airline tickets. That is supposedly going to be followed by many more countries. With regard to global taxation, obviously, let me just say that the United States at this moment is the only country without a value-added tax. Several years ago, when I was doing research and analysis on a value-added tax, the only two countries that didn't have one was the U.S. and India. India has since passed the value-added tax, and our government, as you know...
Now, for those that don't know what a value-added tax is, John, why don't you fill us in?
A value-added tax is a tax on everything that you're not paying tax on right now. Let me put it like that. It's on all services. It's on manufacturing. So, for example, you don't pay tax on your haircut. You don't pay tax to go to your attorney. You do not pay tax to go to the dentist. You did not pay tax to go to the doctors. All right? In the future, there'll
be a transaction.
It's
a transaction tax worse than a sales tax.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct.
And by the way, the globalists have all these fake conservatives who are on the payroll out pushing a national sales tax right now. Folks, that is total New World Order. They're going to keep the income tax, too. So when you hear Neil Bortz doing that, he's on the payroll. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, they had three politicians that they interviewed, that they introduced as being the next president of the United States. They were John McCain, former Virginia Governor Mark Warner, and John Sununu. And so they were asked, what do they think the U.S. needs to do? And McCain said was, well, the war on terror, eradicate all the enemies of the West, and what we stand for was the first priority. And then he went on to talk about the reform of the institution of government. And he talked about the reform of Social Security, health care, Medicare, and all the major programs of government.
And we're going to reform it by handing it over to private crooks who aren't even going to administer it, who are just going to steal the money.
And that's exactly what is happening, Alex. America is being plucked apart like a chicken. We're just handing out all of our assets. We're privatizing it either through pure privatization.
Your analysis is on the same page with mine. We are being looted right now.
Absolutely. We are being looted. Our assets are leaving. And what will happen once we have none?
Stay there. Big segment with you coming up. I want to get into Prince Charles and how the Anglo-American establishment really runs things. I mean, they even brag about it. Who really runs the world? You want to know, folks? You want to know who really runs the world? We know. We'll name their names. We know who runs the world. When we get back, we'll tell you about this public-private partnership baloney you hear. It is about as a free market as Joseph Stalin. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The United Nations Global Straitjacket. Author of Prince Charles, The Sustainable Prince. Many Americans know or feel something is very wrong, but are not able to put their finger on the problem. This book will help them to connect the dots politically, economically, and environmentally. Global Straitjacket will explain the Hegelian dialectic, and that is problem, reaction, solution, reinventing government, public-private partnerships, and how it replaces the Constitution. Globalization, the move towards a one-world stock market and cashless society, an international criminal court which transcends national boundaries, and much more. And above all, it will provide the reader with understanding of the governmental aspects of the United Nations and how its power transcends from the international to the local level, all with the blessings of the federal government.
I mean, Austin is run by the United Nations and these state boards. I mean, you go to the meetings, I've been to them, and it's, yes, we're run by the UN. I mean, the average person has no idea how far down the rat hole we are. Joan Vion writes, Jesus Christ was born into a world government. The early church certainly understood the rules of Rome and worked around and through it without becoming part of it or adding to it. In contrast, the end-time church is going into world government without knowing or understanding its agenda and therefore blind as to how to stand in the gap. It's a long book, easy read, really fast chapters, good book, 1795, and it's available. You support what we're doing. You support Joan Vion. Go to the InfoWars.com bookstore. Check out all the books and videos, some of the specials we're offering. Be sure and get my films. When you get this book, go ahead and order a couple documentaries. Make copies of my documentaries. Get them out to friends and family in your area. Also, because who will raise the alarm if you don't? Also, there's PrisonPlanet.tv. All 14 of my films, including my new film, The Order of Death. My last film is excellent, Martial Law. All of my best weekly TV reports. Well, not all of my best, all of them, period. Every week I do interviews in studio. We videotape that and then add documents and make little mini-docs out of that. That's up. Loose Change 2. We're authorized by a lot of different great filmmakers to post their films at PrisonPlanet.tv. That new great 9/11 film, Loose Change 2, is up there. All my best audio interviews, like this one you're hearing right now, will be posted on PrisonPlanet.tv. There is so much there. $5.95 a month. Get a monthly subscription. And you can download, burn DVDs, burn VHS. It's such an activist tool, PrisonPlanet.tv. It's having such a huge effect. Or order hard copies of the books and videos and for a wider selection at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. For those that don't know what feudalism is, I don't have the definition in front of me, but I'll paraphrase it. It is a society, a form of political control, generally by royalty, that where they keep the populations on very small pieces of land where they can barely sustain themselves, kind of like running on the treadmill or right on the treadmill, where you can barely feed yourself, where all of the resources are under the control of the elite as a way to dominate and subvert the population. And feudalism it was the plantation with the slaves or sharecroppers or indentured servants. I mean, your family had been on the same lord's land for 500 years, and he took about 25% a year of everything you produced. And the minute he wanted to, he could rape your wife, called prima nocta. You see that in Braveheart. That's historical. They could execute you whenever they wanted to. They could throw you out on the street. If you were thrown out on the street, then the sheriff would come, if you weren't allowed to be homeless, and lock you up at a slave camp. And so that's what feudalism is, and that's what America's going to be. And that's what Prince Charles and Prince Philip, his father, and Queen Elizabeth openly write about. They say they want to kill us. Prince Charles, Prince Philip, his father, have openly written books and made statements that we need to all be killed. Folks, Prince Charles, 1988, if I was an animal. Page 50-something. He said it again in a Audubon Society publication, a World Wildlife Fund publication. He told Der Spiegel that. And it mirrors everything else they say. And the nobles, even in Japan, in China, and in Europe, on average, in Europe, they were about a foot taller than everyone else. Now, hundreds of years before, when their war chief great-great-great-great-great-grandfathers took over, just because they were the best, you know, at war, or the most cunning, they were the same height as everybody else. But it was actually, if you notice, the Queen of England's totally obsessed with breeding dogs, breeding sheep, breeding horses. They're obsessed with breeding with humans. And they even have written, I've read royal writings going back hundreds of years ago, where they brag about, look at the pathetic serfs and look at what we've done with them. Many of the serfs in China and Japan, just from mineral deficiencies, which the royalty was aware of, would be retarded. Large port, and they loved it. They loved riding by and seeing everyone being retarded or starving to death. And it's a big pleasure. You have to understand, it's their enjoyment. And I'm sorry to be ranting about this. I just want people to know what we're facing. And so when Jones says they're looting the country, if we were a mansion,
Everything's basically been torn out. Now they're ripping the chandelier and the marble sinks out of America. You know, now they're ripping the pillars off the front of the building to go sell them. I mean, they have gone way past eating into the structure itself now. And they got all these fancy PR firms telling you how everything's wonderful and how the government's good and you can trust the government. And it's all total lies. And they want the police state in place for when the real final looting starts so you can't resist. And the IMF documents released in 2001, and we have them on Infowars.com. There's an article about it with Greg Palast of the BBC, an interview I did in my book, Descent into Tyranny, at the end of the book. They openly said in the documents, we go in, we destroy economies, then we create martial law, we have riots. It's like they say they want Iraq to fail, be broken into three parts. See, actually, Iraq going into civil war is what they wanted. The drug war failing, more drugs, more people in prison. That's actually a success, you see. Order out of chaos. Joan, I'm going to shut up with that five-minute diatribe, but do you agree with what I just said?
You did a fabulous job. I mean, the analogy of a palace being looted is absolutely correct. You know, I started covering Prince Charles. I came across in 1995 an interview that he did in which he congratulated the Brundtland Commission, which was responsible for sustainable development, for bringing the phrase sustainable development into all of our terminologies, our vocabularies. I was absolutely shocked, and I started researching the prince. And when I wrote Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince, I determined my thesis ended up being that when the United States signed the United Nations Treaty is when we reverted back under British rule. Now, there has been nothing in my 11 years since I figured that out that has made me change. And let me just give you some information, Alex, on some research that I did a year ago.
First, let's go over who the ruling elite are, because this is publicly available. I mean, this is, I mean, sure, the Protestants might be involved, the Catholic Church is involved. You know, all these elites are involved at certain levels, or you know, Israel, whatever. But really, at the end of the day, my analysis is it is Saxe-Coburg-Gotha's, which are the Dutch-British royal family, along with the Rothschilds who bred in with them.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. 1,000%. Absolutely. You know, it's very interesting when you take a look at, let me go back to this research. I have found, Alex, that the Commonwealth is the only organization that is allowed to operate inside the United Nations. And the Commonwealth is the British Commonwealth. It's made up of 54 countries, including Britain and you know, all of its current countries that are underneath its care,
allied holdings,
as well as former colonies. And so when you start taking a look at the British Commonwealth operating inside the United Nations, nobody has ever said, either you have your own organization, choose one or the other. Nobody has said that, because when you start taking a look at the Group of Eight, there are two Commonwealth countries. When you look at the free trade areas of the Americas, there are seven Commonwealth countries. When you start taking a look at the UN, there's 54 Commonwealth countries. The IMF, there's 35. The World Bank, there's 36. The World Trade, there's 37. In other words, what I am saying is everywhere in the whole international infrastructure that has been set in place, the Commonwealth or the British outvote the United States. 2-1 does it at its very finest, up to 54-1.
You know? We're really just a holding of the British royalty, and that doesn't mean the British people, folks.
No. It's the royalty. You know, it's very interesting. I asked Klaus Schwab, I said, you know, there's three crown princes here. How come Prince Charles isn't here? And he said, well, Prince Charles has been here in the past, as have every person of the British royal family with the exception of the Queen. Now, that's pretty powerful. That is pretty powerful. I have seen a lot of European royalty at the World Economic Forum. They come different years, whether it's Sweden, whether it's Britain, whether it's Liechtenstein.
And it's all the same family. They're all cousins.
That's correct. That's correct. It's all the same family. And different ones are members of the Order of the Garter, which is the Queen's inner circle. So at every turn, you know, these minions, these people that we see that we talk about, BP Exxon, BP Emco, Lord John Brown. I mean, you know, these people all served the Queen. That's why they were knighted. By the way, Klaus Schwab, the founder of the World Economic Forum, was just knighted by the Queen at the World Economic Forum.
It's against the law and the Constitution for anyone in the federal government to be knighted, but they all still do it.
That's exactly right. And by the way, did you see that Sir Alan Greenspan, who was knighted by the Queen, I think, 2 years ago?
And now he's going to be on the Bank of London board.
That's right. That's right. Isn't that incredible? And, you know, let's go to that for a moment, the Bank of England. When we start taking a look at the Bank of England was actually the Bank of Sweden was the first central bank in the world. But in 1694, some inner circle people, which included King William and Queen Mary, decided to set up their own central bank.
And that's the Bank of London within the city of London,
that's
guarded
correct.
By these huge statues of devils.
That's right. That's right. And the Bank of England then, in my opinion, owns probably all of the part or something of all the central banks of the world. What a great income. Think of that income stream. You know, the American people should be able to understand that the Federal Reserve is not federal. And that the reason why we cannot forgive ourselves the interest on the debt is because we don't owe it to ourselves.
Well, we've had a lot of economists on.
Corporation.
It's designed to create more debt than it does wealth. It's designed to fail.
That's
it's
right.
like a loan shark loan.
That's right. That's right. And so let's talk about that for a second, because your previous guest was talking about our debt. When you take a look at President Roosevelt, he brought over a British economist, John Maynard Keynes, father of Keynesian economics. Well, Keynesian economics says you have to deficit spend in order to stimulate your economy. Look at where our deficits are. Look at all the deficits of all the governments of the world.
And look at how both parents have to work. People are working three jobs. Every major savings are at the lowest level ever. Families falling apart. Every indicator is we're in the toilet, but these liars on television tell us it's wonderful.
Well, absolutely. And the point about the fact that every level of government, local government, county government, state government, federal government being broke is very simply this, that creates the aura, the reason for the public-private partnership. Because now, the only way to help government is to partner with the private sector or the multinational, transnational corporations in order to create jobs, in order to give government a boost, because, like you heard with Katrina, the message that Americans are hearing at every turn is government does not work.
Yeah, and to explain how this works, of the 100 largest economies, 44 of them are corporations. So it's simple. They come in and pay off the government. Then the government signs over not just the funds and the administration of the roads or the schools, but governmental powers. So that's really the global government, is the private global corporations that interlock with the global government bodies. And here's a local microcosm example, the U.S., 8,000 miles, almost every major Texas highway, will be a toll road with a transponder that tracks you, taxes you, and gives you tickets. And the King of Spain owns the company that's doing it. And they openly admit that it's going to be between $3 and $4 a gallon of gas, you know, on top of that tax. It'll be $100 plus to drive from Austin to Dallas and back in tax. That's their admission. It will be thousands of times the money they need for the existing roads or to build new ones. It is openly a fraud. No one is for it. It's admittedly criminal in the newspapers, and the politicians actually laugh and say, it doesn't matter, we've signed the deal with Juan Carlos. Juan Carlos actually is being ceded everything. I am actually his slave, because mobility is freedom. I am a subject of the King of Spain.
Absolutely. 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 And don't forget,
I mean, that's literal, folks. That's literal. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Don't forget that all the royal families of Europe do obeisance to the Queen. The Queen is at the top.
They admit that.
Queen Bee. That's right. And so Juan Carlos, again, is a member of the Order of the Garter, the Queen's inner circle.
Well, I mean, it's admitted that all the royal families of the world go every year to the tower and literally kneel before the Queen. It's sick.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're seeing the power. And, Alex, I just applaud you for all your research, for all of your documentaries, for all the things that you have done to help the American people wake up. Now we have to ask ourselves, what is the next step? Let's take a look at New Orleans. Prince Charles went to New Orleans. Prince Charles reportedly is or has or is trying to buy property in New Orleans. Furthermore, Prince Charles sent two of his key urban planners to work with Haley Barbour in Mississippi to help recreate 11 towns along the 110-mile Gulf Coast. You know, everything, everywhere you turn, has the footprint, the handprint of Prince Charles.
Meanwhile, who's the youngest son of the Queen, Andrew?
Yes, Andrew.
He owns, of course, the major tabloids, the ones putting the hit pieces out on them, saying they're all a bunch of rubes and are idiots. Again, that's part of the propaganda. They actually
that's
own
right.
the major tabloids, making fun of themselves so everyone thinks they're idiots. They're so slick.
You know, Alex, I was invited to do a series of lectures on a five-star luxury cruise last year. And because they were docking in Charleston, that is where Prince Charles started the Prince of Wales Business Leaders Forum. I decided to do a summary of Prince Charles' global activities. Well, wouldn't you know, the Brits who came hated him, and the bottom line is that cruise liner will not have me back because not everyone on their cruise had a good time with my lecture. And the Brits just told me I was a liar. They said, you know, he's so stupid. He can't do anything. He can't tie his shoelace. He'll never be king.
And he's constantly crisscrossing like the devil, showing up at every key event, openly telling everyone what to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, when I read all of his speeches that he gave in the United States, and I know a fair amount about Prince Charles, I was absolutely astounded. And I said to Jane Nelson, I said, Jane, you know, I read all his speeches, and I was shocked. If this is what he has done as prince, I can't imagine what he'll do as king.
Well, it's. I mean, they've got it figured out, and I mean, they didn't take over the planet for nothing, and they still run it. They just learned to take their flag down.
That's exactly right. They took their flag down. That's right, but they run it. They run it through the United Nations. They run it through Agenda 21. They run it through the Biological Diversity Treaty. They run it through Smart Growth. They run it through public-private partnership. They run it through the whole Green
Deal. Are you kidding? Hey, I am literally under the King of Spain. I mean, that... Oh, I'm just sick of these people. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, we just got in Webster Tarpley's 911 Synthetic Terror Made in the USA up on InfoWars.com. Get a copy. And, of course, the United Nations Global Straitjacket learned the truth from Joan Vion, who's been all over the world tracking this, their own admissions. What they're going to do to you and your family, it's already started. Believe me, we can fight it. We can defeat it. Go to InfoWars.com and get the United Nations Global Straitjacket. Joan, as soon as you get back to your house, as soon as you get back to your home and get everything straight, I want to get you back up in the next few weeks to give us a more in-depth report for maybe 2 hours so we can take calls. Our time together is almost over. And we're not kidding. We're not joking around. I mean, it's this bad. It's that bad. And, Joan, in the last few minutes here, any other key points you want to hit? And tell us, the listeners, some solutions to fight this and defeat this.
Well, first of all, they have to be informed. That's the first thing. They have to be able to tell others in a coherent way what is happening. Let me just offer, if I can, Alex, I have a report on the World Economic Forum. It's $12. If people will call 301-371-0541, we'll send it out to them. But they have to be informed. The second thing I think is they have to ask God what they need to do. How can they help? How can they oppose this evil? That is the second thing. The third thing is they have to be willing to do it, whatever it is. I mean, you've sacrificed, I've sacrificed. Certainly it's very expensive to go to these places. I spend a lot of time and a lot of time researching so that I can do intelligent interviews. And I can gain more information.
Yeah, give us that phone number again to call and get a copy of that report.
301-371-0541.
And the website is
womensgroup.org.
And we got a link to that. We've got a link to that up on InfoWars.com and to your reports.
Great.
What will people learn if they get United Nations Global Straitjacket from our bookstore?
They will be able to connect all the dots. I wrote it, Alex, so that they could get the big picture. And, you know, it's very interesting. I have a chapter in there on disaster relief. And I remember when I was writing the book, I thought, why should I put this in there? Hey, they've got to go to that. Because in that book on disaster relief, I basically point out that it could be used against us.
Yeah, I remember years ago, they say they're going to use it as a smokescreen to re-engineer society.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is, a smokescreen. And they are and will re-engineer society.
Now,
and the next thing is, when is it our turn?
For those that don't know, let's go into population control and reduction and forced abortion. And I mean, this is really at the heart of it, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's sustainable development. It absolutely is. You know, this world is theirs, and you and I are, you know, in the way. We are using up and consuming all of the Earth's resources.
Well, how about Prince Charles and Queen Elizabeth and all that inbred Nazi trash? How about if me and mine need to make room for them? How about they, if life's so bad, how about they go first?
That would be very nice, but unfortunately they've been here, they've been on the planet since about the 9th century.
I know, they're total filth.
Absolutely.
By the way, people think they think Charles is some big wimp, he's a little sniveling coward creature. The individual, of course, is in the Navy, and he's a big polo player and all that. But they put him in real mean boy schools when they're real little, where they get beat up and everything. They make them real mean, and then they just pose as these little namby pamby wimps, and they're really just bloodthirsty pigs. Any other comments, Joan Vion?
I love your descriptions. Thank you, Alex Jones.
Well, I mean, they're saying they want to kill me
you
and my
are.
Family. I mean, I hate
you
them,
are.
Too.
You have a great way of phrasing it. I mean, you do a much better job than I do.
No,
yeah,
I don't.
Great.
No, I don't. Hey, listen, can we get you back up in the near future for 2 hours to go over the dozens of meetings you've been to?
Yeah, I'll give you a call next week.
All right, Joan Vion, thank you so much for joining us.
God bless you.
God bless you.
America.
You bet. We'll talk to you soon. All right. We got Brad Friedman coming up about 20, 30 minutes about election fraud. That's why the globalists are so arrogant right now. And then I want to get into some of the latest airport harassment, even of the CEO of Qantas, the big Australian airline company. There's so much is coming up. Stay with us. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.